Call the December 17th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Don't forget your mics, folks.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor will be late and... Late?
Late.
Okay. Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I apologize for being a little late. Alderman Dandrea and I apologize for that. It's typically not my style. Before we get started, I want to take the opportunity, as I always do this time of year, to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. Hopefully you'll be spending it with your families and having a very peaceful and quiet time and having a little bit of fun and a lot of food. So I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Given that, I'll move on to item B, which is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any item, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and say what you want.
Well, good evening, everybody. My name is Steve Cust. I live on 8514 South 116th Street. What brings me in this evening is I was reviewing the agenda for this evening, and I see that the bike trail has been reproposed on the South 116th Trail. I also indicated that a grant was submitted to have that bike trail put in. I don't know if you guys remember, about 10 years ago, this was proposed before. There was a overwhelming opposition by the residents. There was a lot of actions made to prevent this from happening. I guess I'm here to learn about what's going on and to find out why this has come up again. So I guess that's my purpose this evening, is to find out why the bike trail is being proposed.
Well, the direct answer is times change and people change, and the interest came back up, so here we are.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing about it.
That's the honest answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, and welcome.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
And you as well. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I will close this public hearing. Assistance comment period, and move on to item C1, which is approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of September 30. Any additions or corrections?
Yes, Mayor. I have two corrections.
Alderman Wilhelm.
One is G6. In before you is provisions 5 and 6 that were removed for that agenda item, which did not get recorded in the minutes. So I'd like to make that correction. And on the other one is G9, and there's a statement that I had made the motion. I had listened to the tape earlier, and you called on me, and I made a change to one of the whereases as a typo, and I said it's obvious. And then Alderman Barber apparently seconded it, and then Steve Taylor had quite a discussion, and then we ended up voting on it. But it wasn't my intention, nor did I say I move, so I did not make that motion.
Madam Clerk, we just want to hold this.
Yes.
Is there a motion to table the minutes for December the 3rd?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Special Common Council meeting of December the 12th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There are no public hearings tonight. Organizational business is my appointment of Patrick Leone for the Plan Commission. He's previously served on the commission, was taken away from us to go serve his country. Now he's back. This will fill the resignation of David Fowler.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
No.
Oh, sorry, roll call.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, no one absent, no abstentions. I will also point out, just remind everybody, there will be no Plan Commission meeting this Thursday due to lack of agenda items for this meeting. Item F is letters and petitions. In your packet is the report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum that we all commissioned a while back. They call it Get Got Your Back, Exploring Fire and Emergency Medical Services, Service Sharing Opportunities. It's in your packet for you to read. I will ask that they be here for presentation on the Committee of the Whole in January.
Okay, so we're not done with the new committee?
Oh, absolutely not, yeah.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Just for everyone's information, Rob Henkin has confirmed their availability for that date.
Sweet. The what will be the Committee of the Whole?
Monday, January 6th.
And at the same time, we'll also have a presentation from Waste Management regarding the landfill activities and the odor complaints. Okay. Move on to action items. Item G1 is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone lot one of a certified survey map to from R2 to M2 Industrial District. This is on North Cape, roughly North Cape and Loomis. Alderman Willem.
So is this contingent on the notes for the NRPP and the zoning, or is there going to be a note on the CSM about the land area, or how is this going? Because I didn't see any contingencies that this was contingent on the next item.
Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. For the rezoning, the only contingency will be that it's not doesn't go into an effect until they receive a site plan or special use approval. For the rezoning, that's the only contingency. The contingencies you are referring to are related to the CSM. That'll be the next item.
Okay.
Alderman Nelson, push your mic.
I wasn't ready. I'll just push it.
Don't mean to. I was going to make a motion to approve.
Second.
See, you were ready. Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a resolution approving a CSM with conditions. Mr. Deedle.
So there are some last-minute changes that the city attorney and I will probably touch on those. So in your packet tonight is the resolution from the Plan Commission recommending approval of the CSM. I would point out there are a number of changes here, departures from the normal practice, and some of those are going to be addressed by upcoming UDO text amendments. So essentially what's happening here is they're creating two lots. One lot is going to be the remnant parcel with the existing farmhouse on it. The applicant believes the owner of that property is not supportive of the normal requirements, conservation easements, rezoning to get rid of split lot zoning, those kinds of things. That conversation was had at the Plan Commission. Plan Commission concurred with the applicant, and the city attorney threw out a couple ideas, which included this UDO text amendments. So what they've done then is they removed the requirement to do a conservation easement. They removed the requirement to require outlots for the natural resources. And they removed the requirement or the recommendation of staff to do a rezoning so that there is no split lot zoning. Instead, what the Plan Commission is recommending is that there be a UDO text amendment that says in this particular type of situation, this would be an acceptable split lot zoning, because the UDO does acknowledge one other instance where split lot zoning is allowed, and that's where there's floodplains or other natural resource zoning on the property. That will be coming up for review by the Plan Commission at the first meeting next month, and then it'll be before the council at the second council meeting next month. The other change was the conservation easements. There's going to be a UDO text amendment that says that, again, in the same limited type situation, they don't have to do a conservation easement. They're just going to put a note on the certified survey map that says at such time as future development occurs, that's when they'll do their conservation easement. In addition, though, as I mentioned, there are the two conditions in the resolution that say that they're not going to do outlots and they're not going to do conservation easements. However, staff is recommending that's a significant departure from what we normally do for the new lot they're creating for the proposed future development. I believe the applicant is reluctantly okay with part of what staff is recommending in this instance. So what staff's recommending is for lot one, where the existing or proposed future development is going to occur, that they do a conservation easement like normal. We understand, and I'm hoping I'm making it clear to them, if the DNR exempts these wetlands, then our rules don't apply by state law. And then we don't make them, we can't make them do a conservation easement or show it on the CSM. Their concern is they might get some approvals like that, but they don't have all those approvals in hand. So I'm saying because we don't know for sure, we should still require the conservation easements. And then if they do get some of those approvals that exempt these wetlands, then they would come back to the Common Council to waive or release those particular portions of the conservation easement. And that's the part that I believe the applicant is reluctantly okay with. The city attorney is also proposing another condition to add the cover in the event that the UDO text amendments are approved, then any conflict with the conditions in these resolutions would defer to what the UDO text amendments are allowing and approving. So that's the long and short of it. So these two conditions, if the Common Council agrees with them, would have to be added, one about requiring the conservation easement for lot one, and then two, addressing the situation if the UDO text amendment is approved.
Mr. City Attorney.
Okay, developer's representative, Mr. Schaap, is in the audience here, and I'd invite him up with mayoral permission if he's got any comments along the lines of what Mr. Dietl said is wrong, because we did have a discussion with Mr. Schaap prior to the meeting, and I think we have it boiled down to the addition of two provisions in the resolution.
Without objection. Go ahead, Dan.
Dan Schaap, Bear Development, 4011 80th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin. I think what staff and city attorney have come up with is acceptable. I wasn't aware of the process of, you know, at this moment we are in the process of finalizing our permits with the DNR for the wetland exemptions. So by putting the conservation easement on the property, it very well could be the circumstance where we have a permit before we record the CSM. So we can certainly show a conservation easement on lot one with understanding that the restrictions of that easement and the line work that goes on the CSM basically dissolve upon receipt of a permit from the DNR. And if that's everyone's understanding, then we're fine with the conditions.
That's what the Planning Commission thought. Mr. City Attorney?
Well,
Mr. Dietl.
The definition of permit might be different to others. Mr. Dietl can give you the detail on that, but if the property is determined to be exempt by DNR under a relatively recent statutory amendment, then the city would have to comply with that and no conservation easement would be required.
Correct.
However, if it's a permit whereby the DNR and Army Corps decide that that's all right, this isn't exempt, but due to whatever rationale it provides to support it per their administrative code, et cetera, they decide to allow development on that natural resource area, that does not exempt it from the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. So the developer would have to obtain a natural resource special exception at that time.
So in this particular property, there's a situation where there's basically two situations where 75% of what there was delineated wetlands are going to be exempted by, they're not jurisdictional wetlands. But there is a portion that are, and that require the permit. So my thought was, is there a way to have this condition be worded that upon receipt of either exemption or a permit, or a permit, that the conservation easement would be dissolved or voided or whatnot? I mean, I guess what this condition is, I guess, making us do is go to the you know, I've been through an exception before, but there's, I guess there's three different boards that hear this. I would have a federal permit and a state permit for a wetland permit, and I would be coming to these three commissions and saying, can I get an exception? I mean, I've proven up through the state and the feds that the permit's authorized, but I'm just subjecting ourselves to a little bit of risk through the Environmental Commission, the Planning Commission, the Common Council. It seems like we can certainly do that. We can certainly do that.
Mr. Deal?
And I would just, again, clarify that for those wetlands that are not exempted by this new state legislation, it's always been the process, and the UDO requires that they go through that process. And it is onerous. It is Environmental Commission, Plan Commission, Council. Although for the portions that are exempted, then that supersedes all our rules, and you don't have to go through that process. So I would say the UDO requires it, and they have to do it, unless it's exempted.
I don't know how.
Well, I guess to the developer, and I'll just, one of the things that I noticed in the past is that when we take, you know, like this is the CSM, and somebody comes in and they make this piece of property and they don't want to put on those natural resources, and then let's just say, you know, your project falls through and you end up having to sell that property, and then that property gets sold and there's no resources, and someone buys a piece of property thinking there's nothing there. Or in the case of in my district where we had several lots that were sold and those features didn't get on there, next thing you know, they were putting decks in the areas that were supposed to be set aside. And so while I understand your needs and that maybe there's some tight language we can do that, I think it's important that you also understand the predicament we get in when we start not allowing things on there, and then we're actually approving lots that sometimes can't even be built upon because of setbacks on that. So if, you know, if we can find a way to work around that, or maybe this is a special circumstance, but I certainly hope that we're not going to be applying this across the board for everyone, because this could cause us a lot of, you know, possibilities of unbuildable lots.
And I understand. We can go through the process. My thought was just that, you know, we recognize that there's features there that are eligible for federal and state permitting, and we're there. I mean, we're maybe 30 days away from there. Good correspondence with both agencies.
Well, do you just want to hold off on recording the CSM until you get that?
And that's the thing. I guess that was my first comment, is by the time we would record the CSM, mm-hmm. we would just hold off on recording the CSM, mm-hmm. go through the special exception process. I just don't want to cloud the title with an easement. You know, it's basically what we're putting on an easement that seems like the Plan Commission, through a lot of discussion, recognizes that won't be placed on the property. So it's we'll comply.
Yeah, I guess I'm, if the city attorney and the planning manager can come up with a good solution for this and assure me that it's not going to be an across the board type of situation on all developments like that for CSMs, I can understand his needs, and I'm
so right on cue, Mr. City Attorney.
Well, after the Plan Commission meeting Thursday before last, I thought that the CSM subject matter could, I thought I heard it could await a potential UDO amendment. And then last week that turned into, no, we need the CSM approval now, so staff spent more time coming up and reviewing conditions, et cetera, in addition to doing the public hearing notices already, you know, within a few days. That was a Saturday afternoon into Saturday night work product. And those got sent for publishing on Wednesday. But now I'm hearing again the CSM can await recording. Do you need approval on this CSM?
I do. We need conditional approval so we know where we're headed. And the only reason why we want to proceed with our request as is I don't know if the UDO amendment is going to be supported through Plan Commission and staff. So my thought was is that we proceed with what our request. We secure conditional approvals, and hopefully, and it seems like the city supports the UDO amendment, that takes away, that relieves the restrictions on lot two. And there was also a conversation that I was going to speak with the owners of lot two. That conversation went okay, but they were not supportive of conservation easements and rezoning being applied to land that they have no plans for. So
okay, so where we're at, to be in compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance, it boils down to adding those two provisions that we talked about prior to the meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Boy, that didn't hurt that bad.
Well, I mean, I like coming here.
Mr. City Attorney, do you have a motion for us, please?
Well, it would be a motion to approve the resolution with an addition to condition number 6 at the end thereof to read as follows. The Unified Development Ordinance requirement for the applicant's submission of a conservation easement parent S close parent for lot 2 for review and approval is subject to a current pending for review and approval process of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance Section 15-3.0501C, exclusions, parent, when natural resource protection and site intensity and capacity calculations are not required, close parent, comma, to natural resource protection and site intensity and capacity calculation. Did I read that already? Comma, let's go back to the comma, to provide for and exclude certain minor land divisions involving an established residential use not currently intended for redevelopment, comma, specifically, comma, in part, colon, a natural resource protection plan, parent, and related requirements, comma, such as the submission of conservation easements, etc., close parent, shall not be required, semicolon, the result of such process, comma, I period E period, comma, approved, comma, denied, comma, withdrawn, comma, which shall occur no later than March 1, 2020, comma, controls. And also to add a new condition number 10, the applicant shall submit a written conservation easement document and a conservation easement restriction note on the face of the certified survey map for lot 1, comma, subject to review and approval by the Department of City Development, comma, prior to recording the certified survey map, period. The conservation easement shall be reviewed by city staff, comma, and approved by the Common Council, comma, for recording with the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds Office, concurrently with recording of the certified survey map.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
In stereo. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, thanks, Dan. G3 is submittal of the Franklin 2020-2021 Multimodal Local Supplement MLS Grant applications for Marquette Avenue Extension and the 116th Street Trail. Mr. City Engineer.
There was a one-time $75 million grant the state put out. It's called Multimodal Transportation Grants. It was basically for anything and everything. Talked to DOT this morning. They received well over 1,000 project applications, so it's going to take them a long time to go through this. We turned in two applications, and I want to thank the alderwomen of Wilhelm and Alderman Nelson for their assistance in preparing these. So we prepared the Marquette Avenue Extension grant and also the 116th Street Trail. The 116th Street Trail, there is a TAP grant due January 24th. I will proceed to regurgitate this grant application into a grant application for on January 24th.